How you doing, guys?
Good. You're always very reluctant to say, look, we didn't have enough weapons or we didn't have enough on the field.
Yep.
Obviously today, you know, you're playing with a lot of guys who are either starting new on the offensive line today or backup guys. Did you still feel as if you guys had enough to go out there and win this football game?
Yeah, I think we knew it was going to be a fourth quarter game. So I thought we did a good job battling to the end. We just didn't make enough plays to score enough points. But wish we would have won it. You know, it's a good football team, and they got a lot of good players, and they played pretty well. So we certainly had our chances, but just didn't come away with it.
Do you agree with the decision to go ahead and kick it and try and play some field position in overtime? Your thoughts on that?
You know, whatever coach decides, you know, that's what the team does. We as players, we just got to play better. And I don't think that there's, you know, if we wouldn't like we were tracking it up and down the field, you know, it's not like it's certainly an easy decision. And I think we all have confidence that whatever coach decides, you know, we got to go out there and do our job and do the best we can because he's trying to do whatever he thinks to help us win. And, that's what we're all trying to do. They just, you know, made some nice plays there in the overtime drive. That ended up, just being a difference.
Tom, are you aware of the call when he goes out there for the coin toss, or are you as surprised as us when it goes that way and you guys choose to take?
I'm not sure how it happened today. Yeah. Sometimes I go out there, sometimes I don't, so.
Tom, how much of a disruption is it to have your left tackles go down and go down and continually go down during a game?
It's tough. You know, we've had so many guys that have stepped in and tried to do a great job, and we just had some bad luck. You know, truthfully, I think that's just, you know, the game always ebbs and flows and, you know, missing, you know, some guys. But like I said, I don't think we've ever used those excuses, and we had our opportunities to win this game. And, hopefully we can get healthy, and we just got to win one game next week. So, I'm glad we fought to the end. You know, it's a good football team, you know, and we could see him again. So we just got to do a better job if we do.
What happened on the Revis interception early second half?
That was just one we got to watch, you know, as a team. So, I mean, you hate to have him happen. Certainly not throwing it to him. That would be my least favorite option on the play. But it just so happened that's what didn't turn out the way we'd wanted.
A little more bitter the result when you have that kind of drive, two fourth down conversions to go down the way you guys, you know, really showed a lot of resolve.
Yeah, I think we have some mental toughness, and like I said, a lot of guys been in and out of the lineup, a lot of guys coming in off the street trying to play and help us win, and it's never easy. And, this time of the year, a lot of guys are fighting through bumps and bruises, and we just get our guys, you know, everyone out there and practice together and see what we're made of, you know, I think that'll be a great thing. But in the meantime, you just got to keep individually trying to get better on the practice field and the game, see what you can do better because, you know, you never know whose number is going to be called, you know, in the playoffs. So we all got to, you know, keep working hard, see what we can accomplish, you know, this week in practice. Ultimately, we got to go win next week. That's a huge game for us. And then you got time to try to improve and then, you know, be at your best, you know, 2 weeks into the playoffs.
How can it simply all get better when guys come back? I mean, you weren't converting it on third down at all. I mean, is it going to be simple as getting Julian back and Danny back and those players back?
We'll see. I think that all remains to be seen. It depends on, you know, how hard we work, how well we execute. I think the better players you have out on the field, you know, certainly those guys have been some of our most dependable players for as long as they've been here. That always helps, you know. So, but I wouldn't put it all on their shoulders. I think that all the guys who played today have to obviously do a better job because, you know, what we did today wasn't good enough.
Two final questions. They really shut you down quite a bit in that first half. I guess it was hard not to get frustrated after all that.
Yeah, I think we only had three drives in the first half. We scored on one. You know, we missed two. Missed the third and one. And then we had one other play that, you know, a drive that didn't go well. So we didn't have a lot of plays out there. We played a little bit better in the second half. We got a big turnover that resulted in a touchdown that Jamie ran in that really kind of gave us a big boost right there. We fought. We just didn't make enough plays.
Slater was saying that
it's getting hard, at least for him, emotionally, when the cart comes up, it seems every week.
Yep.
Are you fighting any of that yourself, and how do players, either individual or as a group, sort of deal with that, where it seems almost every week, it's not just an injury, it's just...
I know, we've had, you know, 6 or 7 weeks where, you know, critical players have gone out for extended periods of time, so... I don't think anyone's feeling sorry for us. I would say that. So we just got to keep, you know, the guys who can do something about it and make a difference that are on the field have to go out and try to play well and win for this team, win for the guys that aren't out there playing with us. And then, you know, every week presents different challenges. And, you know, going to Miami is going to be a great opportunity for us. So it was a great opportunity being down 7 in the fourth quarter to see what we're made of. And, you know, we did a good job going down there and tied it up. Almost made a great interception on the one that Rob batted up in the air, and that could have been the game right there. So, you know, we're close. It just didn't make the plays in the end. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.